Water demand management mechanisms are generally grouped into price and non-price mechanisms. Price mechanisms are common mechanisms of urban water demand management that are based on economic and financial measures. This mechanism includes the pricing of water for cost recovery, taxes, and incentives, and they often are implemented by increasing block tariffs. Non-price mechanisms include measures such as technical measures that involve controlling non-revenue water and leakage, use of water-saving devices, water meter management, and use of alternative water resources. Socio-political measures that involve legal framework and regulations to promote water conservation practices, and education and capacity-building measures for awareness-raising and behavioral change through educational programs, awareness campaigns, and demonstration projects. Although price mechanisms are common, their efficacy is debated. Some argue that marginal cost pricing is an effective instrument of demand management because consumers will adjust their consumption and respond to marginal prices. Others argue that residential water demand is relatively price inelastic, and therefore water tariffs are ineffective in controlling demand, which is a particularly valid factor in developing countries. This group argues that water is essential for life, as it has no substitute, and that it's a relatively small share of household budgets. WDM measures need to be targeted at specific stages in the water supply and management chain. Combined management efforts at the sources, at the distribution system, at the end user, and/or return flows allows for the consideration of all options and selection of the most effective ones.